GTAC mining manager Matt Fifield says without a mining bill, they can't move ahead with their billion-dollar mining project in the Pinoki Mountain Range along Ashland and Iron counties.
We want to start answering a lot of the questions that people have, and you need data to do that. So that's one area we'd like to fix. We'd like to be able to go out and use best practices to collect data now and not be fearful that it would not be valid to use in a permit.
The proposed mine is in State Senator Bob Jauch's district. He agrees the state mining process should be sped up, but he doesn't want the bill written by GTAC.
The faster we can get the public influencing the outcome rather than the company, the better it will be for everyone. And clearly no company should be in the driver's seat in determining the regulations upon which they have to comply with. What is frustrating is that the company seems to know of a bill, but the public does not.
Jauch says nothing will happen in mining until after next month's recall elections. As for GTAC's Fifield, he insists he doesn't know what will be in the new mining bill.
That's a great question. I guess we'll wait and see.
GTAC is moving forward in one aspect. This month, they renewed their permit to drill 8 exploratory holes in the Mellon-Upson area. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.